Shvira Alocha.
We'll start with the bottom one first. The Gram Kibri Mutter. Lav Dasa Kibri the Melacha Shin Shvira Legufa. Da Filu, etc. We don't have to see any further. It applies to all Melacha. In the previous Shvira Alocha. Shevada Yitzbaku. She'en Lemekoch Lekabel Ruh Meshach Adashimei. Umata Begemara. Da Filu Mechaven Lezeh. It's Gam Kein Shari. Kevin Du Eino Grama. V'chein Mukach. I skipped the bracket. The map of Grama Shari with the Chilo Sasa came from Malacha. I see you with the Osta Grama Shari, but do me that see Hashem in the Grama. Even if it's Kavana, it's still Mutter. Is there proof? That's an interesting proof. But is there really a hard proof? Bracket. Who would that mem Zion of Ebeis? The Omar Shom with Chilo Konon de Mitzare to Meshav Karvas Kibuya. The Rabbanon Mutter Benitzot Lafil of Shabbat. Aftu Mechaven Sheyichbe Ayadeze. That is right from Afem Zayim. That's even mutter if you have kavana to do so. Does everyone agree with this via halacha? The answer is no. And the papers you skipped, let's go right back to it, is an important shilta gibor. Very important to not understand what he said. It's here in page Mem Hey and Dapi Harif. The Sifkot and Beis on the left side. Old Beis. Quote the tour. Talas she'ochas ba'ur ashori leposhto afapishu nichbe kevin she'ena mechavin b'pshituso zos lechavo the mashma she'en mechavin lekach she'osu leposhto v'en she'mechem an apostkim she'yask yudav azeh kibi divi kula mucha de gram kibu shor afil le mechavin lekach akta mishta brura mikol makom nira devare kol gram kibu de sharinen ubeinyan she'ena mechavin lechavo the way he understands shot in the tour. Elahu Osa Shem Dover Laktos Bifnei Adleika. He's not trying to put out the fire. He doesn't think the fire can burn there forever. Burn, baby, burn, as they say. But don't pass this line. Don't pass this line. That's his intention. So he doesn't intend to put it out necessarily. By the Kach Bo Akibui, he the priestess Oro Mechitzas Kelim Aleihem Mayim, on the scene is Kli Reka Tachas Aner, the Chayose Belu, She'eno Mechavin Lechabos. Ela lahogain. This is against the Mishnah Berurah's Raya. It says if the sparks come down, you're mechavin lechabos. It's not true. The sparks can stay forever. I put the water there, they shouldn't cause a fire. They shouldn't go further than that. It's a very important distinction of the Shulta Gibara. Hilkach. Yimahai maitha she'osa bo memela ha-kibuy shapra domi. Lo havi ela gram kibuy below miskavin. Yimekavin lechach ha-fila yaday gram osur kamosha kosav atur. Very important. Shari Ayade Gram. Shari Tiru Lachtos Bekelim Malayan Mayam Afapisha Bavara Yizbaku Vichabu Ayade Psik Reisha. We call Makam Shari Kevin She'eno Ela Gram Ve'eno Mechavin Lekach. So here the Shulta Giborim concede that although if it's Mechavin, he thinks it's utter. But it's a psik reishin, though no it's psik reishin kim echavim, this particular case it is going to be mutter. Any questions? Let's go to pashup shat. Okay, so now we come to crunch time. How do you define grumma? How do you define grumma? What is a grumma? This is relevant, of course, in many of the devices that are known as grumma devices in certain places, or Shabbos clocks, things of this nature, that some consider to be grumma. So the source of the entire fight this past spring and summer here in the global village of ours, the fight began in Baltimore. That's where it began. Rabbi Heinem and Shlita issued a psak about what they call Sabbath mode oven, and in that psak he cited the dispensation of Grumma, and there were certain rabbis in the United States and Canada who were opposed, and of course this is the habit today, whenever you're opposed to something, you quickly send Eric Israel, get a few very distinguished people to sign on, and then you have what you have. That's exactly what happened in this particular instance. So Rabbi Heinemann, after many years, issued a written tshuva on the topic, which is printed in Yeshurun. You have it in the back of the packet, which he tried to explain his position with respect to these his heter to make adjustments on some of these, what they call Sabbath mode oven. On the first page, which you have in front of you, are Moshe Heineman of Agudas Yisrael of Baltimore. This is from taken from Yeshurun. He quotes the Gemara Kuf Chof and Shabbos. He quotes the Ramah. He quotes the Bir Halacha. All the things that we saw until now, he quotes to explain why Groma Me'ikar Adin is permissible. And he, on the next page, is page Tuf Kuf Dalit. Groma is Mutter, and he finds Yontif is different than Shabbos. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now, so he finally gets to on page of Kafe what he's talking about. Paragraph 2. Asher al-Kein Nireh b'nino didan b'kevan sh'yesh no pesek zman yosem mechidei dibur b'ein matan ha-pkuda and elechitas ha-kaftor m'shebetana. Time you press the button to the oven. B'ein bitzua ha-pkuda l'maisa or to lomar ha-loa to ha-nochas ha-chom m'shebetana. So the oven will go either higher or lower on Yontif, but they built in a delay system. Delay system is built in. Shapir domi la'asoso b'yomtov, b'dim groma d'ichu zman, shemutim b'yomtov, afilu sholo b'mokom seda. Shabbat is the Ramo Asad, it's l'chatchila, and Yontif is mut. Of course, the big question is this considered groma merely because a time delay is built in? That's the assumption. He doesn't even attempt to prove it. He assumes it is a davar pashut. If it happens later on, it's considered to be in the category of groma. And the question is that true? I mean, he just assumes it. Not even a discussion of it. Just assume. No proof, counter proof, nothing. Just assume. So, as a matter of fact, there are some responses in Yeshurun. We'll skip a few pages here. Turn one page. We get to a response by Harav Shlomo Elio Miller. Abed in the Colo Toronto. And he doesn't discuss it either. He says, Hine yesh mokol maharech b'chol protei din groma v'tziyatik tzatz v'nadiyin v'zeh sh'eskim v'polskim v'fursamim sh'lo l'hokel ayre yamachshim v'hazukim v'fol de groma. That's not much of a response. He doesn't really discuss yet whether it's considered to be groma or not groma. So you have to turn another page. Turn another page, please. Goes through the whole series of Gemara, including a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Samach. He quotes an Achiezer of Chaim Arzer. Said that if it's always on the way, it's considered to be not to be grub. We'll get to that prat later. But even he does not really go to the Gufo Shalinyan whether the Heter Grama even begins in this kind of a situation. Who said it's Grama in the first place? Okay. In the final installment here, Barabbi Gelber Shalita, page Tav Kuf Yud Gimel, in discussing whether it's an Easter of Grama or not. All the others together of Rabbi Yashiv screamed for a tough kumara and agrish al Yashiv shlita shagdol yapotkim and grama, because that's the normal way that it's done. Rabbi Yashiv quotes compared to Ramban at Choresh b'shvarim chayo. All right, that's certainly a debatable assumption. But the big question is this grama or is it not grama? So no one even in all this, I found no discussion whatsoever. Is the time delay grama or not grama? Where you find this is in Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman is known as the major advocate of some of these devices, and he has a Mincha Shlomo, a Shaila, which he leaves unresolved. And to me, that's the most critical and most basic discussion from which we begin. You find this Mincha Shlomo Siman Yud Gimel. Question is, you allowed to move the a Shabbos clock. You allowed to move a Shabbos clock, that's the question. As you know, Nireh, if you move the Shabbos clock to go off earlier, it's not the same as Gram Kibuy in the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Chaf and Shin Lamed Aleph. Why? Listen carefully. The Shani Hasa, the Bishah Shemamed Atakelim Lo Nasa Adayim Klum, Kevin Shakol Maschil Rak Liachas Man. All I do is encircle the fire with barrels filled with water, and the fire is unaffected right now. Nothing. The Hainu. The Yachash Hatagil Lehem Adleka, the Akel Yitzchamamu V'Yitzbaku, V'Rak Oz Yetzu Mayim V'Yichamu. Mash Enkein Hocho, B'Shosh Shu Mezis Et HaMocho, He moves the dial of the Shabbos back. Harei HaTabla Mitzoveves, the turns, V'HaMocho Matzchil Teichav L'Skarev L'Mocho Makibui, the dial starts to go closer right away to the place we're going to ultimately turn it off. Nimsa, here's the key comparison. Sharei zedoma l'shofech mayim b'moko midron rochok b'moko matreifa. What does that mean? I want to put out a fire. The fire is now found on down the hill. What do? I'll take a barrel of water and fill the whole bunch of barrels, and I'll start rolling them down the hill. I'll push them down the hill. It'll take 10 minutes till the barrels go all around this big hill and reach the fire. Is that called drama? Not so pushing. Aber miyad to shofech as amayim, harei mischilin techef layer to the mokam ha-nabach, with the scarvel ha-eish l'chabosa. The yesh lodun tuva, he choshev ra-grama, oh, kimechaba bi-adayim. So, Shlomo Zalman says he's not sure, so maybe there's room to be making in certain cases of the Rabbonans, of all the Tzirufim, etc., etc., etc. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was not sure about, and unfortunately, if you look at Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he has kulas to move a Shabbos talk, not just to put the life off earlier, which Shlomo Zalman would arguably concede because it's only a Shabbat the Rabbanan, but in Shmir Shabbos he's madness to Shabbat Tzchak to move the dial, even to put the life on earlier. How can you say that? Rav Shlomo Zalman holds the sake of the right. So I don't understand that psak in the Shmir Shabbos. But to me, it's much more than a suffix. Where I came from, it was more Karov Levadai, it's considered to be a Maiseh, and not considered to be a Grama at all in this kind of a case. So in order to understand this, we have to see some of the Talmudic sources, and as they are quoted in the various posts. So we have, for example, the Gemara, which we just quoted, that Ram Kibui is mutter in the case in which you surround it with, you sat around the fire with barrels. It seems to be a conflicting Gemara in the Masechet Baba Kama on Daf Samach, the Gemara says right before the Mishnah, we're talking about somebody who was winnowing, Ki amrinan zore v'ruach misayoso yechayev on Shabbos hanemidu in Shabbos the melechas machshavas osre Torah aval halcha grama bi'almahu u'grama b'nizak in potter. The case of the Gemara is lipsa ruach kula patur. I start a fire. My fire is sitting in still, quiet. All of a sudden, the wind starts kicking up. And the wind starts kicking up. So in that kind of case, I'd be potter. Contrast is the Zohar Baruch Mesayasa. What is the contrast? So there are four or five Pshatim in the Rishonim to understand the difference between the two cases. The Chazer again. If I winnow grain, I'm Chayav on Shabbos. If I put a fire, the fire is sitting quietly here in my field, and suddenly a wind kicks up and moves my fire past my property and causes damage, I'm Pshatim. What's the difference between one case and the other case? Sounds like it's exactly the same thing. But this is something which the Rishonim deal with in this context, as well as other sugyas in the Gemara. One of the distinctions which I want to emphasize today, which is extremely relevant, is as follows. It all depends on the timeline. Let me explain it to you. If I do something and I start a system into motion. That's what Shlomo Zalman really said. I start into motion right now. And it continues and continues and continues and causes something to happen, then I am responsible. However, if I do something and whatever I did stopped, and subsequently some other force, the force that's often used in this context is koach acha me'uravo, because it has to do with what we see in the Gemara, isha mishamchitza, that what I do through my fire is considered my arrow. That's only true if I start a fire and the wind is blowing right away. So I and the wind are working in tandem. So when I start the fire here and the wind is blowing right away, and the wind blows it a mile down and it causes damage, that's chitza. It's like my arrow. I shoot an arrow a mile down, so I'm chayef, whatever the arrow breaks the window. See, I use, instead of the force of my pulling on the bow, why should I waste my effort on the bow? I have the Kodesh Baruch Hu's bow. It's called the wind. It's much more effective than mine. Much more powerful. Much more pervasive. Right? So the wind. That's it. But that's only true if, at that point in time that I started the fire, the wind is blowing. However, if I start a fire and there's no wind blowing, no wind whatsoever, and later on the wind kicks up, I'm considered to be potter. I'm considered to be potter. Okay. Now, this distinction is a very significant distinction. Very significant. And we shall see that it is perhaps the most accepted shita lahalacha. Where do you find this discussion? Let's take a look at Masechta Sanhedrin. We're going to see a few different gemaras. In Masechta Sanhedrin, of Ayin, Zayin, Amud, Aleph. It says, Kofso v'chama umeis chayef. I tied someone up in the sun. He dies of sunstroke. I'm chayef misa for killing him. But I tied him up at night. And so v'chama lavo potter. Why? When I tied him up, this is cool. It's beautiful. It's a hot summer night in New York. I tie him up in the cool shade of darkness with a nice, beautiful stars outside, and it's playing, and here they play music here, you know, it's Machayev. And today it's 90 degrees, so it's 12 hours later, I can die from sunstroke. I didn't do that. So Tosfos discusses it over here, and Tosfos so calm a level, and they want to know, how does this jive with other Gemaras? So if you look at the last three lines of Tosfos, Odesh Lefarish, the Bechalhani the Sof Chama Vesina V'Ari Lava V'Zorak Trol Amala V'Nafal Atachas Afilu Kofso V'Vio Sham Potter. Why? The Domi L'Koach Koko. It's only indirect. The Eish Nami Yishlo Misa L'Beruach Mitzuya Potter Mi Misa if the wind came later. And that's only Mishim Amono. Tosis is very, very cryptic. They don't say exactly what they're driving at. The Chazon Ish famously explains the last three lines of Tosfos to say exactly what we were just saying. That the only time you're chayav and consider your action, what's called Isha Mishim Chitov, is in the case in which I start a fire and the wind is blowing. So I'm working in tandem with the wind. That's considered my action, Isha Mishim Chitov. But if I do something now it's just it's quiet, and the wind kicks up hours later, so there's no connection between what I'm doing and what the wind is doing, because they're far apart from each other in a timeline. Oh. This Yisod, I'd like to show you, jumping from the Rishonim that we just saw a little bit in Tosfos, and there's some other sources, Rav Shechta Shalita has in Be'ikvei Hatzon. You have that at the page before. We'll read a little bit from Be'ikvei Hatzon. Start here on page Mem Dalet, column 2. First full paragraph in the middle. Heichesh l'chal ben grama de sharia, ובין כוחך אמור בו דיוסו מן התור, זוהב רוח מסיוסו. It's a contradiction. Contradiction. The A, לא אומר כפשטת לשון האחרונת. בכל שמזהב המלוך על יחס מנדק וגרום, אתה רואה היינם את זה. Whatever is later, it's called גרום. אני בבטרם אפשר את הקולט של קצת סויפר, או חסכיים החודש, etc. Can't be. It can't be. Why can't it be? Why can't it be? Quote a riot from a Nimuke Yosef that indicates to the contrary. We're not going into the proof that looked came before. He quotes from the Rav, the Chron of the Rav. The Makoach HaAcher Paul, the Osa Shal, Mama Shodom, Osa Kpula Soshalo, or right away when he finishes, then with two rabbits call out Tia Elov, Umiki Hubala Meissen. Ach, the Mikre Shakoach HaAcher, Emeno Masu Lipol, Alachas Man, Alacha Gemar Pula Shalo, Oz Mikre Gromo. Rav Shechlin, footnote 3, quotes the Pnei Yoshua. Let's turn the page, please. Turn the page. Pnei Yoshua says that. Okay. And now we come to the, this is the crunch. U'mei time yacholak Rabbeinu Zal, al kama me'akulul shemtiyu achodem mirabonei zmaneinu sheyichyu, binyonei groma v'olech ha-shabbat. V'toan, שכשיש שעון שבת, השבת סל, המחובים מבוג'ון, ובו אחד לרח בו איזה שינוי ביום השבת, כדי שתתהו איזה מלוך הלך הזמן, שאין לדונו כגרומה, אלא כמלוך הדורייס, מן כוח החמור, but exactly as the Rishon Mazalman has suggested, מייחד שכוח האלקטרי כבר פועל בלשון זה, בשעה שאורך הוא התיקון שלו. This is very, very important. This is the basics. This is the Rabbi Hyman and all of his opponents never discuss this. This is the most important question of all. If you do something on a time delay, is that considered to be grammar? Rabbi Hyman assumed it. And those who attacked them for, we'll call them primarily meta halachic reasons. But they didn't bother saying what I think is the most fundamental thing. We don't consider this to be grammar at all. And Shech, the Shalita, goes on to bring proof to this from a Nesivis and in Hilchos Hagbah and from Rabbi Chaim in Hilchos. Shchenim, that's the more brisker one which we'll focus on a little bit more. Mm-hmm. What did Rab Chaim say? Isha Mishem Chitav is Kekoko Mamish, the close to Koach Sheni. And therefore, Avno Sakino Maso, Rab Shech Tashlid assumes everyone knows all the Russian statements over here. Uva Asum, Avno Sakino, right? Everyone knows that, right? Avno Sakino Maso, Sheinichan Barosh Gago, Benoflu Beruach Metuya, the Pota Koko, the ancient Koko Klal, Oz Ein Bohem Chiyuva Dechito, Rak Mishima Mona Levad, Hu Dechaya Valayu, the Ein Chito Velababomi Koko, Vapota Koko, Shublo Have Chito. Aye, it's told of the age? No, that's Kololo Chito Dechaya Mishima Mona, but Vakamach of Gimel. Ad come from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was really anticipated by the Ra'oh, who said something very similar. And the Chazanish that I just mentioned to you before. Shot in Tosis that we just read. What Tosis is unclear what Tosis is really driving at. So the shot is the ruach matzuya shabo achakach dumi desolv chama lavo. So it's called lochita like Rav Chaim. Adkan from Rav Shech the Shlita from the Rav Zichron and the Racha fundamental definitions within what's considered to be grama. So therefore, the bad news for Rabbi Heinemann's Sabbath mode at the oven is that if you press a button and the button will have a time delay before it causes whatever it causes, from this perspective we don't view it as grom at all, we view it as a mitzvah mamash. I must tell you that even though I disagree, it's hard to imagine that a delay of toch kadei, it's not ksas yosem mitoch kadei dibur. What? Ksas yosem mitoch kadei dibur. So then everything is grom. I mean, almost. Until things get done, it takes a few seconds. Look at this, 3 seconds. I'm not, that tends to be a very small time delay. I wouldn't consider that to be grom at all. I gave an example. There was some poskim who say, and they quote Rav Moshe, presumably, potentially agreeing with this, if you turn off straight with your hands, go on the yontav of an oven, just turn it off. Boom. Mutter. Why is it mutter? They say, grom. Gram kibui is mutter in certain circumstances. Why is it a grama? Well, you know, it doesn't go off instantaneously. takes 2 seconds till it 3 seconds. What? I never thought I would look carefully till it goes off. And of course, the reason for that is when you turn it, you're stopping the gas from counting at a certain point, and there's still some gas left after the cutoff point, which is still coming through. So it takes a few seconds. So what? It's a few seconds. I thought that's kibui mamish. I didn't consider that to be grumma. For other reasons, I didn't consider that to be grumma. But just giving you what is written and how we should analyze this question. Now, are there dissenting views as far as this is concerned? Yes. And I wanted to show you this perspective of the Gemara in the Sekhmet Sanhedrin. Get a different Gemara, not the one that was quoted until now. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. The last 7 lines. Haima de kafti lechavri v'ashkalei bitka demaya giri didehu l'machayim. You tie your friend up with a string and you allow a stream of water to fall upon him and he drowns. Yechayim. Hanimida b'kovach rishon. Ava b'kovach sheni groma b'almahu. What does that mean? There's a Rashi. Kovach rishon. Shepina lohem derech with tzadzeh, miyad naflu olav davikocho, avakoch sheni, shinichu rochok tzad, lo naflu amayim miyad betetim migibrotein, olav eliyachar mikan, olchwal amokam shukshom, grobo v'lov v'shem kocho, hey, Rashi seems to say, like the son of Tadarim Shalem Azalim, right? This is the case. You're pouring the water, and it takes a while for it to get, it's like taking the barrel, pushing it down the hill, and doesn't put out the fire, but gets the Broadway, all the way down the hill, it takes who knows how many minutes. So that's considered, according to some, one side of the Shlomo Zalman to be grumma. Seems to be Shitas Rashi. So we shouldn't just say that no one holds that way. I never said no one holds that way. I just said Shlomo Zalman is a suffix, and my Rebbe said it was Karl Levada the other direction. But Shlomo Zalman knew how to learn, and it seems that the other side of a suffix would be Shitas Rashi. The question is, do we follow Rashi or not? That's the big question. So the Rashi says this way, the Yad Rama says differently. Take a look. The Ramah is here on the next page. Let's go ahead. And we'll skip to the following page in the Ramah. Page Shin Yud Aleph, I think, on top. What does Koach Rishon mean? It's on column 1, but line 12. Maya de meikru meduchtayo b'shatsilik adavar v'amapsik v'inun maya de mekarbal adavar v'amapsik. Okay. What does it mean? Look, he says over here, ikal deferushe. It's halfway down the first column. What does Koach Rishon mean? Shamayim yordim b'sho shapinolem derech lo omdu achi giyula ish hakopus. Even though he's down the hill. He's on Broadway, and I take a whole stream of water and barrels, and then he drowns because of the water that I poured upon him up the hill over here. That's considered Koach Rishon. Avlim omdu b'derech machmas dover she'ikvon. What happened? They ran into a brick wall. So the water ran into a brick wall and stopped. Stopped. The water stopped. Well, if it's so, nimshuchu me'aleh, and then something changed. Somehow the wind kicked up. Or someone pushed the wall away, whatever happened. So Holchu, Lav Gire Ninhu. And he quotes Baba Matsya Kuf Yudayim. Kol Hecha de Timi Maya Bahadur Azli, Lav Gire Ninhu. This is the preferred shot by most poskim, even though it's against Rashi. According to this, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Shaila, the barrel rolling down the barrel would be Koach Rishon. You'd be Chayav on Shabbos and Chayav Ritzicha too. So it's the Ramaz shot that is the shot which my Rebbe favored, and Rav Shlomo Shaila seems to be favoring, even though neither of them quotes the Ramaz to my knowledge. And there's a whole book called Maisa Ugroma Vahalocha by Rav Levi Yitzchak Halperin, one of the great Chachamim in this field, and his whole book is based upon the Ramaz. So the Ramaz is in fact the pervasive view, and Isha Mishem Chizim applies in this case. What about Rashi? Rashi also knew how to learn. So why does Rashi differ? seems to be against a number of sugyas. So I believe it's Rav Halperin who points out that the Ramaz l'shitaso and Rashi l'shitaso. The Ramaz l'shitaso here in the Sefta Baba Basra, that's the Yad Ramah on the next page. Let's take a look over here on page Kufay and Zion in pages of the Ramah. Ela Mistabra. V'chiyaminan z'groma v'nizokim pota hanimili heitat lo gorim batiyas hanezik atmo elaham siyat hadover hamazik. You create the mazik. You create the fire. Fine. But then the fire went later on because the wind kicked up later on. No. That's then your potter. That's the yisod. And he goes to a whole discussion of raksa, a whole sugyan, mesechta b'vavastra, along those lines. And if you look at the next paragraph beginning the word teda, it's exactly the same thing. Zorav ruach mesayoso hecha da azik derech halichoso is mechayek. And he talks about avno sakina maso, which is also chayek. Of course, the question becomes, is it chayek mishum amono or mishum chitzov? And he goes into a whole discussion, which I, for the sake of time, I'm not going to go into right now. So the Ramaz l'shitoso, that anything which you start and the other forces join with you and they start right away with you, that's considered to be your action. And the best proof is Zora Veruach Mitzayoso. And what about Rashi? Oh. So they suggest that Rashi l'shitoso in Masechta Baba Kama on that Chof Gimel Amanal. On Chof Gimel Amin Aleph, the Gemara has this famous line, which we just mentioned, referred to a minute ago. The Gemara says, what a small Aleph is, the Yigilu Nami Kolo Lechitza. Kolo Lechitza means that your arrows in effect have stopped once your power ran out. Ella says the Gemara, the Ma'ad Yisli Mishum Chitza is the Nami Mishum Amono. Ukon Shehoyal Lo Gojra Velo Gojra. You started a fire. And it's considered to be chitzav, and it's also considered to be mamono in the case of kolalo chitzav. That's how the most Rishonim learn. They're two separate and distinct obligations. You look at the Vilna Gaon says, the Rif and the Rambam explain, shechaza mitira tarishan, umefarshan dechiv chitzav hu mishum mamono. In cryptic words, the Gra is saying, not the way Rashi learns Pshat, as we have Rashi printed over here, that you have two tracks, the Chitzav track and a Mamono track. No, the Chitzav track is limited by the Mamono track. What he's saying over here is that Isha Mishum Chitzav is not considered to be your Maisa, and you would not be Chayav Misa. You can only be Chayav to pay money. As a matter of fact, the Gemara over here in the Masechta Baba Kama starts off by assuming that a person who starts a fire and kills somebody would be chayav misa. And yet, the Chedush Yeran says exactly the reverse. That's not true. Someone who kills someone by starting a fire would not be chayav misa. Take a look over here in the Chedush Yeran, which is a page or two later. The Fichachani Omer, Shem the Damos Niske Mama the Roteach, in the Chiyav Misa, because Roteach is more Kaal. The Inan Sheyasa Poel Mamish, like Bitka de Maya, Koach Rishon Chayev, Koach Sheni Potter, Lohavi Girei Ele Bekoach Rishon, Bekoach Sheni, Kevin Lo Ovid Maisa Mamish Ele Begrama Potter, but by Nizok in this kind of a case, says the Ran Ashke Bitka Maya, you certainly would be Chayov. He calls a Raya after Raya, which we're not going to go into now. Comes out that he says that Isha Mishum Chitov would not be Chayov Misa. We'll start the last few lines in the second column. Isha Nami, Afa Gavdi Mishum Chitovu, Chayov Avodvarim, Mikomakom Lo Mechayov Misa, LMK nafal atocha ur kavsha, so you throw him literally into the fire. Dachval ur mamsh. Oven maisa mamsh. That's our Mishnah. Okay? But if you light a fire and the fire goes straight from here to there and kills him, then you're on your potter, mimisa. It's against the Mephurish and Gemara, and on Chavezim and Bezim, it's Hefta Baba Kama. The answer is, the Chidush Yerana, this is found in the Sefer, the Brit Rav and the Rambam, and the Gemara backed out. The Gemara backed out. You take a look over here. Rashi and Ksav Yad had this trap. Rabbeinu Yeshaya and the Shita Mekubetzes on this page quotes it. You see on the first column towards the bottom. Well, Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the next paragraph. Oh, Tirish Acha, Manas Lichis, Itzim Mishim Amona, the boy, Rabbi Yochanan, Tarti! Lo Mishchai Mishim Chitov, Him Lo Yem Amona. That's a whole new radical pshat. This is Rashi Ksav Yad that the Marshal quotes over here. That's Rashi Lishitosa. Rashi in Sanhedrin is the Shitosa Rashi Rabba Kama. Rashi is against Yad Ramah. Rashi learns that Isha Mishum Chitzim is not considered to be your Maisa. The Maskon, the only Chayim Mishum Nizokim, not Chayim Mishum Maisa. You cannot be Chayim Misa. But Rov Poskim, it seems, would agree with Shitas Harama against Rashi, and that's all the Poskim of Rav Shech, the Shlita quoted, and therefore the fact that something happens later on is not considered to be Grom in the first place. So the whole head doesn't even begin before all the heat and the word about Kirtz of the Chilul Shabbos and you're worried about the whole thing doesn't start. According to the Mahalath that we're following based upon the Ad Ramah, the Rav Halper and Shlita has, doesn't even work. I have to tell you that there are a lot of oversimplifications over here. Because Rabbi Heinemann seems to have worked with an assumption that Rav Shech quoted from certain Achronim, and evidence of delay is called Grom. To their credit, the two major proponents of various grammar devices in Eretz Yisrael, neither relies upon that. Neither. Not Rav Halperin Shlita, nor Tomet. They have different systems. Each one is different. Not the topic one today. One of them has what they call Minia Samonea, a complicated device that imagine is there are pulses which are pulsating every second, which can affect something, but there's a wall in the way. When you want to have this thing go, you pull out the wall. That's called Menia Tamonea. They consider that to be considered a category of Grama. And the other one has what they call Hamshachat Matav. What does that mean? There's a certain matav which can affect something, but there are external devices which keep stopping it. And you pull away the thing which stops it, so that the Matav is simply Nimshach for a longer period of time. Those two have merit. They have merit. Are they correct? I'm not saying they're correct. One who wants to spend time seeing in the most concise possible fashion can look up an encyclopedia Talmudit, Chelik Yitzchak. I showed you a little bit, not that, that discussion. And it there explains why each group, the Tzomet on the one hand, and the Machon Technologi on the other hand, why each group thinks that the other one's patent is halakhically insufficient. And as I once told my Talmidim, I think they're both right. Which leaves us that we don't have any device that really works. They're both right that the other one is insufficient. But Rabbi Heimer didn't even go that far. He just said time delay is already considered to be grammar. And it seems to me that those two groups, and with the Rav Shech, with the Rav, with the Ramah, with the others, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, who wants that, seem to say that's considered Ma'is and Mamish. True, there's another opinion. It's Rashi. Rashi, you love the Golan from Rashi. Rashi, Lishi Tos, the Baba Kama, Chav Gimel, the Rabbi Yeshaya has it, the Saviyat of the Marshal, and that's how Rashi, Mesef Sanhedrin, that time delay is meaningful. But for us, the Ramah, which seems to be the consensus view, with saw the Rav Chaim within the Sivas, with the Chazon Ish, that the time delay itself does not create a status of Grum. Clear, Rabbi, so far? Okay, so this is something which is very, very important. Again, the Grumma machines that you buy in Eretz Yisrael, a Grumma wheelchair, I'm very sympathetic, especially in that kind of a case, a Grumma phone, which some doctors try to use, the Chule, they have a basis. Either the Menia Samenia or the Yamshachas Matzav, both of which to me are not at all foolproof. They're both highly questionable. But This is more than a halakhic question. I think it's not accepted as halakha. There are such opinions. We saw it. Sefer's quoted. Time delay is only grama. It seems that the Rov Minyan opinion goes with the Yad Ramah. That's considered to be Maisa Mamash, like of Shlomo Zalman's first thought of rolling a barrel down the hill. With me so far? Good. Yes, I'll take a question.
In the case of grama, where we're not sure, I guess we have a subject whether it might be grama or not, and dealing with appliances or other devices that are electric only and don't involve avara or keyboard for that matter, is that, and in those cases where electricity is only if they're avara, if that, so how far do we?
Okay, that's talking about a wheelchair. So when it comes to a wheelchair, Shlomo Zalman was makel, but he was not makel purely based on the assumption that it's technically speaking mutter. If you read of Shlomo Zalman's writings in this, although the writings of his talmidim and those who work from him, he was concerned with kavod habrius, that the fact that a woman or a man in a wheelchair can be independent was him kavod habrius, and therefore he said. At worst, the Rabbanan, he didn't hold the Chazanish's idea that every circuit is a deraisa. At worst, it's the Rabbanan, and Kavod Abriyat comes into play. So instead of having a regular with motorized wheelchair, we'll try with Grama. Even if Grama doesn't work, it's no worse than a regular the Rabbanan. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. Now, it seems to me that we have to be concern, although we think we like this definition very much, we have the Rav with the Rav Chaim, seems to be at first glance against the Gemara. So let's take a step back on the Gemara and then we'll see how this plays out in real life. The Gemara of Kuf Chaf of Eveiz, the very beginning of the Ma'amar Kamis, has the following case. It's the fourth wide line. V'rami the Rabbanan ad the Rabbanan, v'rami the Rabbi Yosef the Rabbi Yosef. The Tanya, Harei Sheh Hashem Kosev of Lo of Soro, Harei the Lo Yirchot, etc. The Zamel of Tefillah Shul Mitzvah, Korachal of Gemi V'yorit, Rabbi Yosef Yomei Lo Lo Yorit V'tol V'kadako, Uvulvad Shul Lo Yishav Sheh. Why is that true? I call the Mechikas Hashem. Well, he bat the Mishmom and Amokam Ulo Tassim Kain, last week's Parsha, Asihu Dos, the Grom Ashari, here too, Lo Tassim Kamalof, Asihu Dos, the Grom Ashari, you're right, Sagzera de Rabbana. So you see, for me, going to a mikveh with ink, with Shem Hashem on my hand, which will ultimately cause the Shem Hashem on my hand to become erased, is considered to be Groma. Ribbono Shel Olam, why is this considered to be Groma? Doesn't the act of erasure begin immediately? And that's what really happens. It's the scientist. I'll tell you, if a person goes into water and the water affects the skin, it starts to remove the ink from the skin, that process starts right away. The minute you go into the water, it starts to get weaker and weaker and weaker, the ink, until it just disappears. This doesn't go against the Rav's definition. This is what bothers me. It goes against the Rav's definition. So the Chora, the only way to answer the Rav's definition, which Rav Shechla Shlita likes, and he quotes some other good poskim, is to say as follows. That in this particular case, the case of an individual going to the mikveh, he is not trying to erase Shem Hashem. Not at all. He is trying to simply go to mikveh, to tummy. It's not a miskaven. It's, at most, we'll call it ain't a miskaven v'psik resh. So listen very carefully. According to the Shulta Givara that we saw earlier, the only case that we ever met the grammar is the case of ain't a miskaven, even if it's a psik resh. Most posts disagree with that, or like the Bir Halacha, that we're met the grammar even miskaven mamsh. But we have to say, if I'm correct, that there were tzvei dinim. The case of grammar which are matter, even in the case of miskaven mamsh, is limited to a case in which, as according to the Ramah's definition, you do something now and some other force kicks in only later on. Then we apply the heter of Grama, even by Mechavan Mamash. However, in a case in which you're not a Mechavan Mamash, it's only a Psik Resha at most, according to the Shulta Givorim, that's the only case of Grama. We don't accept that part. But we also accept the Shulta Givorim's distinction. Namely, in a case in which it's only a Psik Resha, then as long as the time delay before the melacha in fact results, then we can be mekel. Let's chazer again. We accept Grama according to Rama's definition. That means in the case of the encircling the fire with barrels, that nothing even started yet. That we accept even by Mechavet, against Shulta Gibor. And we also accept another level of Grama, namely a case of Eina Mechavet Psikresha, as long as it's a time delay. So time delay is not meaningless for us. Time delay is very meaningful if it's a case of Psikresha and Psikresha only. If it's Mechavet, then time delay is insufficient. That's the only way that I'm able to reconcile the Mahalach of the Rav and the Rav Shechter and then the Raman and the Rav Chaim with the Nesivus with the Chazanish with this Gemara and the Sefer Shabbos Kuf Kofman Beis. There's two dinim. There's one din where you have Kavona. They have to have a much higher standard to be considered to be Groma, namely that it's the Koach Acher will not even start until after my Koach is finished, which is the case of the barrels around the fire. There's another din, namely, that if I it's only a psikresha, it's ain't a miskavein, then as long as it's a time delay until it happens, it's also considered grama in the case of the person who goes into the mikvah, Shema Shem El Besaro, where though it starts right away, there's a time delay, and it's not your kavanah. Why is this second stage so critical? Absolutely critical. I'll tell you, here's an irony. I find an irony in this. Who was machmer in the shaila, or at least ostensibly? Rabbi Heinemann. The big makel over here in the Shabbos mode is machmir in the following case. It's written in his website, if you will. The new source, website. What happens if I have a regular, typical oven? Like oven that I have. I have a regular oven. Most of us have plain ovens without Shabbos modes, old-fashioned ovens. These ovens are all on thermostats. So if I open the oven, what's going to happen is that the fire will kick in instead of kicking in just throughout numbers. Instead of kicking in again in another half an hour, because that's when it's going to go down beneath a certain temperature. It'll go on in another 10 minutes. It'll go on 20 minutes earlier because I opened up the oven and some cold air came in and it affects the thermostat. So it's going to go on in 10 minutes or 20 minutes instead of in a half an hour. This is true of all regular ovens. Rabbi Heinemann says it's usur. The only time he's master it is if there's nothing in the oven. Then it's a psikresha delo nichale. But if you're taking out, and it's catering Shabbos, if you're taking things out of the oven and leaving things in the oven, if you're taking out half Friday night, leave half a Shabbos, he does not allow it unless you have his Sabbath mode. Then he allows it with his shtick. Okay? I don't like his shtick. I think his shtick don't work because as I explained to you before. But I don't think he can answer what we do either. I'll ask Rabbi Chaim in the following Shabbos, the theoretical question. How do you walk into your house on Shabbos? In the wintertime, most people in their private homes have a thermostat, and as soon as you open the door, a cold gush of air blows in, and it affects the temperature in the room. And usually people have their thermostat somewhere in the living room, not far from the front door. So what happens is, it's just going to go, and it's going to cause the fire to go on earlier than otherwise. I believe the answer to both questions is, what we just said now, that if it's a delayed reaction and it's only a psikresha, the name of miskavein, that we are making. We're making, we walk into our doors and our homes, open the door in the wintertime, and we also make it all year long when we open the doors to our ovens because it's a delay plus psikresha. But the thought of psikresha delay being mutter to me is critical. Otherwise, you really can hardly move on Shabbos. Yes?
Refrigerator
is also mutter for the same reason. The reason you get the refrigerator is much more cow, because there the ultimate result is it's not as right, so the compressor goes on. But here with an oven, it's much more common than a refrigerator, because an oven, ultimately a fire is going on. Nonetheless, despite that fact, since it's a delay and it's only a psikresha, I believe we assume it's mutter, again, based on the Gemara that we saw of the mechikas Hashem in the mikvah. And the way we explained it, according to the Shulta Giborim, the Hefter of Grom is only by Eina Mechavet of Segration. We hold Tzvei Dinim. If it's Grom of Mamish, such as surrounding the fire with barrels, it's more the Ivan Mechavet Mamish, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bialocha. But if it's only of Segration, then we make it as long as it's a time delay. That seems to be clear from the comparison to Shem Al-Bisaro. Yes, Shai.
Is there a difference between
Why was there some on one specific about taking out a piece and to have the whole Shabbos clock running at all? Once he doesn't hold a
no, he said a Shabbos clock before Shabbos. That's mostly because he didn't do anything on Shabbos. Those tzatz to come along is only on Shabbos. If I put on a light, you're plain straightforward light, and I put lights on a Shabbos clock. So that's Hetzer Gomer because I didn't do anything on Shabbos. Only if you start adjusting it, that's the problem. Yes?
By the oven, don't we say it's a maximum of ashes to close an oven anyway? Just throw it on. You can open
I never heard of that.
Oven.
I never heard of that.
You can open it, close an oven on Shabbos, take it. It's on.
I thought every house does that. The Torah behind him came along and asked it. I don't know. Yeah?
It's not considered kind of a pizza when you open and close the oven and find that place or that close the oven.
You're asking a good question. Should it be kolochitza, not kolochitza? According to our definition, which is based on the Yad Ramah, it's still chitza. It's all one big hemshech. Why? Because you have to know the science of thermostats a little bit. When you open up an oven and cold air rushes into the oven, there's one gush of cold air, it right away lowers the temperature in the oven, and the thermostat, which is it's play with it, it's a delicate system with a bubble, I don't know exactly how it works, but it does have an immediate impact on the system, which will presumably ultimately trigger the fire to go on. That's my understanding. Maybe there's new, more modern devices, I don't know. But that's the assumption. That's how I think it works in the house as well, with the central heating, to my knowledge. If it's more modern technology, I'm happy to learn about it. But despite the fact that this happens, in my opinion, it's mutter based upon the Gemara. You go into the mikvah with Shema Shema B'sarcha, same exact thing is happening. You're walking in, and if you just keep staying long enough, the shame will disappear. Only thing is, that's not your kavana. If it's mutter, since it's a time delay. Okay? This I'm trying to explain. It's yes, I'll, yes.
If you come out of the mikvah and the shame is gone,
Baruch Hashem. What's all that?
Nothing.
Good.
Then you'd be allowed to go in the first place.
No. You're saying it's not a segregation in the first place. It's less of segregation. Maybe. Again, it depends how strong the ink is, how the water is hot or cold, how long you're going to be there. It does depend on the every particular case. Fine. This is very, very important in terms of our simply analyzing what's happening over here. But now there's a very, very important tosis on Daf Nun Vav and Baba Kama. Let's turn our attention. Tosis at the top is talking about Ruach Metzuya. V'yim Toma. Kevan she'ein chiluk v'mekarev dover etel o'esh v'mekarev esh etel ha'dover. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying about the Kaman and Vok. Amai aminim peretz kakol nisrofim kofso b'smokom she'sof chama o'sino lovo potter v'chayiv l'mandavim ish ishim ishim chito v'en kofso l'fnei ari. What's the difference if I the Gemara seems to be saying over here in the Sechta Baba Kama that there's no difference between bringing something to the fire, bringing the fire to something. T.A. Shloma, first teres. The Vada ikovso veivio b'mokom shesof kama otzino lovo o arich awari chayim. What's going on? A chiddush nifla v'naira. If you tie someone up in the shade where the sun is going to come tomorrow morning, you'd be chayim. Not the push-up shot. Aval hosa mairi shekovso b'mokom shehoya below his Yizimim Komo, below Havi Mitzamtein, hold a Chama Vatina Varien Alav Bishas Kvisa. What does that mean? I tied him up in his place. Wow. It's amazing. In his place. Fractosis to the end. Tim Toma Hi, the Hishikbo as Hanokosh. The potter, the madama me'atma u'makish or meki, and my potter some yodol the top pi ve'heshech v'chayev from the ishul devare hanochash yazik adam. I put a snake on him, it's going to certainly bite him. Why am I not chayev? Ve'shlomar the shani hosam she'ein ha'eres adayin ba'olam. Wow, this Tosa seems to work with an assumption, Rabbi Osai, a much more chametiker assumption. Torah seems to work with an assumption as follows. Not like the what we call before the second teretz in Tosfos in the Sefer Sanhedrin. This Tosfos of Baba Kama, Nun Vav, it says in Tav Visham, is the first teretz in Tosfos in Sanhedrin of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. That rejects the distinction of the Chazanish with the Ramah, etc., etc. They seem to say that even in a case in which I do something and later on another force comes into play, it's still considered to be my action. This is a tremendous chumrah, not that this is the most incredible chumrah. Still considered to be my action. What about the case of the snake? According to the Yad Ramah, it's okay. What happened? I put a snake on your hand. Good. Very nice. The snake is dormant. All of a sudden the snake goes, rah, you did. Right? But that's later on. That's not my maisa. But what I do, what the snake does, are not never get together. That's the second teretz in Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the way the Chazanish understood it. According to the Tosfos here, which is the first teretz over there, Tosfos Baba Kama, no difference if it goes right away, not right away. I bring the fire to the thing to the fire. Remember, you bring something to the fire, it should be the same as grama. You take the barrel, right? Put it near the fire. We learn Pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chav, the barrel near the fire is not called my action at all. Tosfos and Baba Kama disagree with that. They say it's all the same if I put the fire near the barrel or the barrel near the fire. What about the case of the snake? It's Napa Olam. Why is it so important, the Napa Olam story? This is relevant, Rabbi Otai, in terms of electricity. How do we look at electricity? We'll take a look, based on the Tosfos, in the Har Tzvi. Har Tzvi is somewhere here in the Makoto. You press a crank. Here it is. Page Kuflam and Zion, column 2. Ula. Im ha-morek sheniach ala taner ha-chashmali ho-yacham. Well, let's go a little bit further. Let's just save some time. Next practice. V'chol zeh, pa'anocha sheba'amores k'deir al gatano chashmali ein bo'tzrach itzah shel Torah leitzah b'drabonah. Avo yesh lodun keven shebevale yadlik achakach me'atmo k'bli shiye Torah v'p'ula d'levei k'mamit k'deirah b'shabbos. The Malkam should solve Eish Lavo, Yebo Itza Shal Torah, based on Tosfos and Sanhedrin and Baba Kama. Tosfos the Tznim, Evil Malkam should solve Kama Lavo, the Chayav, the Mada Isha Mishim Chitov. He has Baba Kama Dav Samach, Melechus Machshev and Tosfos Torah. Ma Arei Af, Man Yin Hezek Potur, the next line says, Shabbat is Chayav. So if you're Chayav and Mazik, Kosh, next page, Kosh Kedin Yin Shabbat. Calls can the Indian Shabbat. Next paragraph, Yesh La'ayin. The last paragraph of the tshuva, I'll be the return to Sanhedrin Baba Kama. It quotes the Nachash story. Well, if you say it's as follows, listen very carefully. The last three lines, Tanach Hashmali, Ev Shalomar, Shezerem Hashmal Kvor Yeshno Ba'olam, Fayadeh Hashon Otomati, Sofo Lagia Me'ele Balatana. He declared, should we consider the electric current as Ba'olam or not Ba'olam? Tosfos said before that the Eretz is not Ba'olam and therefore your potter. Should we say here as well that the electricity is not Ba'olam and therefore you are potter? Maybe it's considered to be Ba'olam. What does that mean, it's Ba'olam? Do you think like the Aruch HaShulchan? Aruch HaShulchan put this fire in the wire. So that's the famous Aruch HaShulchan that you can put it on Yontif, because it's only transferred fire from one house to another. He assumed there was fire in the wires. But Chilek Kvodo, he wasn't told the right thing by the scientists of Navardak. And I want a PhD in Navardak. But they gave him misinformation. The pastor based on misinformation. But the way we understand it, what do you mean? Ba'olam, not Ba'olam? So the Chora, it's a very good svar. You look at a wire, you can't tell. Right? Who's the scientist there? Anyone ever? Okay, here, let me show you. See this wire? Did I just pull it out?
Yeah.
Sorry.
In very tenuous connection over here. Not holding it in. See this? If I would open the white stuff and take it away, would I be able to see if this electricity going through or not? No. You can't see it. So it says ain't a ball and you can't see it. But listen to what I'm trying to draw. I'm saying it's following Chiddush.
You have to see it?
Hold up, slow. I want to say my Chiddush. When do we give it a status of Eino Ba'olam? When ultimately it will be Ba'olam. The venom in the snake, now it's somewhere in the fangs or wherever deep down, you can't see it. Once the snake goes and the venom comes pouring out, you can see it. So now it's Eino Ba'olam because later it will be Ba'olam. But this current, you'll never see it. It's always invisible. So therefore, we have to view it as Ba'olam, even though we can't see it, because it's creating certain facts. It puts on machines, it runs your computer. So therefore, we view it as, yeah?
You can feel it.
But put your hand on it. So maybe that's the reason. You can feel it. So then, it's a mamadasha. You can feel it even earlier. I'm not sure when you can feel it, when you can't feel it. I'm not sure if feeling... That might be an interesting point. Maybe you can say, Eino Ba'olam, now you can't feel it, and later you'll be able to feel it. So that may be more comparable to the snake. But what, in fact, is the halacha about these things? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was considered the expert on these issues, discussed a little bit in the sefer. What's your question?
I would say that even the snake is more likely to shift than electricity, because the truth is, in most cases, if you're having to see a snake bite a person, you don't see the venom. You know, the snake bites its teeth into the person, and the venom goes into his vein, and he can feel the venom in his body. He can feel the effect of the venom, but you never see it.
So you can melt the venom out of it.
All you see maybe is the effect of the wound on the skin.
The doctor can take the venom out. I don't want to go there. Take a look over here. In the Encyclopedia Talmud, I'm just going to quote you a brief excerpt from Shlomo Zalman. It's the last paragraph on page Tav Resh Mem Ches, which he discusses electrical current. Im Zot, the paragraph begins. Yesh Bahadish Mashakosa Rav Shlomo Zalman Arba. She'ein Litzchashiv im Dvorim She'ein Chushe Ha'odar Magishim Otam. V'dinei Ha'alocha Nikvoyim B'derech Klal Al Pimare Einenu V'lochein And you have to know when you are mischashi b'teoria hamadait and when we follow the Mari Ayin. This is a paragraph packed a wallop. Very, very important. It seems to be there for halacha l'maisa. Even if we can't see something, we don't see it at all. Nothing through our naked eye. If something is really happening, we view that as if you did an Isser on Shabbos. And why is that important? Because Rabbi Heinemann, aside from the problem that we have in that we consider it to be a Maisa, he considered it to be a Grama, but another much bigger, I don't know, much bigger, another equally large problem. You press a button and the computer makes an immediate circuitry that's changing around. Immediate. How was Rabbi Heinemann doing that? He addressed it head on. Take a look back at Rav Heinemann's tshuva, please. He discusses that issue. When he pressed the button, there's an immediate change in the circuitry or whatever you want to call it based upon the computer. Let's take a look over here. This is page Tuf Kupe in Ishurun, where it says Oz Gimel, third paragraph on the page. As L'chor yesh lodun b'tarachir, z'vish loma halah to'an nocha sachom sh'betanu shapri yesh loma sh'mutnim b'din groma. He thinks, which we didn't like. The computer system in the oven,
Hare Pesocha, who not the Tehach will be at. Tim Kane, Yossi Mitzazah, Gufa, oh, Rabbi Heinemann, to his credit, is facing this challenge head on. What's his answer? Ulam Nire, Shnei Klal Godalu B'chol Yisrim Shul B'Torah, She'en Lono Elamash, Nire Lein Ayim, Shul Nisna Torah Malachi Asher, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Chunyim B'Yosef, Shemitam Zagvina Mutara Svi Achila, even though it comes to enzymes, which are really creatures, but you can't see them, left in a microscope. And he calls Rabbi Moshe, Toloi Maktanim, Shenoda Shenim Tzoyim Bahabi Mini Yerokas, Shadata Nota Shalom Yosel Hakel, but they quote, She'evsha She'dover She'onira Lemaisa Lehejer Leinayim Eino Osir, the Dixit with Zorah, quote, Nira Leinmaisa Lehejer Leinayim More, the Chorah, She'om them Nitin Ler Osir Metzir, and Shemirov Katnusa Eino Nikol Shitolaz, Kenir Pshat Zavorov, I happen to agree with him. I like Rabbi Heinemann. I think that his sheet on bugs is correct. He said over here, just in passing, that if you can't tell it's a bug, I mean, you can see a dot, it's not called a bug lehalacha. And he tried to put Rabbi Moshe in his touch. I thought I read Rabbi Moshe also, before I saw this, before Yeshurun was published, which is a tremendous kula in Hilchos Toloim. And of course, there are people have been bashing Rabbi Heinemann on the bugs for many years already. But I thought that fundamentally he was correct. This is not coming to some of those strawberry issues and some of the lettuce issues. Well, that's not a topic for today. But I think, I don't want you to think that I'm here attacking Rabbi Heinemann. I happen to be a Rabbi Heinemann fan in at least in some measure. And I just talk, I think is correct. And that's why the lettuce that he gives Ashkenazim to, which they write all those things, don't buy it, don't buy it. I think he can buy it. And etc. Okay? Then he talks about Stam, if it's two letters are touching with a microscope. So this way, we don't go with microscopes. Okay, so far so good. Now, let's turn to the next page. Here's where I think the system breaks down completely. Next page, Tav Kuva. Umeata hu adin benidin hatanurim, shelo nikar velo murgash b'am shum shinu kitotso mimatan apkuda. V'yev shelahavchin klal v'ikar, Here I think he's incorrect. Because if you're going to follow him, you're going to end up with Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's almost reductio ad absurdum. But you turn off a light, you didn't do anything. All you prevent is preventing electrons from bumping, scratching each other. That's what that means exactly. Whatever it means. We don't view it that way. We view it that since this circuitry that you are doing, whatever when you press a button in this Sabbath mode oven, it has the ability to turn on fires, turn off fires. Even though it's a particular circuitry you cannot see with your own eyes, maybe you can't even feel it anyway except you're looking at some kind of a special machine which can pick it up, doesn't matter. We skip that step, as Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says. And we consider that what you did is considered an action right now because it's part of a system, of a process, which will ultimately turn on or off a fire. So we can't just hide behind the fact that, well, right now we can't see it because it's only in computers. And I believe that this point is addressed by those who critique Rav Heinemann's point. Let's take a look over here. Rav Miller, paragraph 4, and Tuf Kufet. Ulam kan geruah haime mikol zeh, shebishoh sheloche talakaf ternas shinish something shebemachshev, vachazman hamachshev yodeh meyashinu yupol pulosu lahaglo lahaklan ha'esh, ken teirav umiyad, osa pulosu belishim tzashel groma. So therefore, it's immediate, and he thinks that should be a problem. Now, whatever problem exists with using a computer, where you can't see it, exists even in this kind of a case. I believe he is correct in this context. And let us now turn to the final piece over here, the next page, Rabbi Gelber's piece. At the very beginning, the first line, he says, "Bizman alachita lakapta niskar magal chashmali." I think it means a program. Because goes Mazgano Ma'avrer. This guy presses a button of an air conditioner or a fan. Hashem Afila also. For it's also the Choladeus. Chazanish holds it. All right. So we all presumably the Rabbanon. The A Litton. He takes it behind him and points head on again. Tol Vashinin Hanasa the Makshe Vayale Lechitzazu. Ain't on Nira Le'ayin. Lechain in Lachish Lo. Ukhashem Shlo Asra Torah Shrotin. Shain on Nira Le'ayin. The A Taina Zu Shayechas Klal the Chagon Do. Why? Sherei kol iker derech hapula shel hamachshev ein aniris leinayim. Confusing, I never knew what's going on. Afal pikein. But the other mitachtenim es hapula hazu, they program it, u'mishtam shimba, u'v'chol ki agav naposhedu, da'akorach mitziachsim dinei ha-toro lepulos elu, she'ein aniris leinayim, kel pulos aniris leinayim, as Shlomo Zalman said. V'nimzeh sh'skires ha-magal ha-chashmali, po'ol ha'ez ha-pula, Vare mamish kafolos makshir chashmali hu kanal. I believe that this is correct. So again, I am a fan of Rav Heinemann in general, but on these two points, these two major points, it seems to me they're both seriously flawed. One, the fact that you can't see it right now shouldn't matter, as we just explained. And number two, grama. So forget what everyone else says. Where I come from, it's not called grama in the first place. Yes.
One thing about
it's a delay.
It's not just a fixed delay, but a completely random one.
So it could be 1 second, it could be 20 seconds.
Right, that doesn't matter at all.
According to me, it doesn't make it that. Granted, it's 20 seconds. I grant you it's 20 minutes. It still all matters according to the way the rubber stuff. It's like taking the barrel, we've been rolling it down the hill. We're not sure if it gets to Broadway, will it take 1 minute or it take 20 minutes? It doesn't matter. Miley 1, Miley 20.
Just that you said rolling it down.
Right. According to that, I didn't find any cold courage. I'm not coming to Chalila say anything bad about any individuals, Chas v'Shalom. But people already asked me in the springtime. I don't know about the whole Tumah. You're allowed to use the Sabbath mode. I said, Sabbath mode is great because it does prevent many technical problems. Some ovens today, anytime you open the oven, what happens? Those digital panels start going bazooties. You know, it says 360, 359, 358, 0.2, put up to that. Everything you do is now the manyam, the yomer, you know, it's all the chsav. So you need the Sabbath mode to disable that. I'm not against Sabbath mode. Kalila. It's very good. And there's an emergency feature in all ovens these days, the new ones. After 12 hours, it goes off. Because in case someone leaves the house, fire shouldn't start. What do you do on 2 days yontif? Even 1 day yontif? What do you do? The Sabbath mode disables that. All that is good, and Rabbi Hanan is of the Yashikayach, all clients are also the Yashikayach for dealing with Whirlpool and GE, with all those clever there, with his engineers. I'm the first to give him a tremendous Yashikayach because he solved these problems with the modern devices. And only when he starts playing around with it on Yontif, that's when I say, wait a minute. You know, that's already, to me, poses a significant problem. Are there more questions before I sum up? That's either a good sign or a bad sign. You understood everything or... Yeah. No question. Okay. Now let me just give a general summary. We spoke about grammar on Shabbos. We didn't read all the sources. I didn't go into the entire discussion of Melechus Machshavas Asra Torah in the case of Masechta Bava Kama Daf Samach, which is clearly relevant. There's a big machlokes what the words mean. According to some authorities, I should show you, the Rosh of Bava Kama, which I believe is some of the Ma'am Kama. Is there a Rosh of Bava Kama somewhere? I wanted to show you that one. The question, how exactly we read this Rosh? Take a look at the Rosh here. This is very important. At the end of the Siman Yud Aleph, in the Rosh, bottom of the first column, why you chayv and zore? The hosa melechus machshavas asr Torah, af al pid lo havi al grama v'yalma, v'hochi chiva Torah, kevin de melocha zu ikar asiyosai de ruach, avalocha grama v'yalma v'grama v'nizach apostas. The Rosh seems to be saying, the only time we chayv and grama, if that's the
primary way to do it. So there are those who want to use this rush as a possible leniency. And in the case that we're describing, although it may be a common way to do it now with the age of computers, it's not necessarily the primary way we perform this malacha. But this takes me to another critical point, which I just want to discuss briefly. I don't have the time to go into it in any depth. But the Chazon Ish is the question of what exactly is his opinion on some of these things. I just want to show you a very little bit, very little. It's in Simon. Whoa. Simon. Let's first take a look at Simon Lamed. I think we may be missing one of the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Schwartz. I'm not sure. The Lamed Vav is here. Yeah, it's my fault. I forgot to put it on the source sheet. Oh, that's why I can't find it. I take it back. Well, let's do Lamed Vav. Thank you. Let's do Lamed Vav. Rabbi Schwartz ahead of me. A Lamed Vav, I just happen to see this first. It's page Nun, paragraph HaChoresh. HaChoresh ozorea b'shabbat v'mechona matukenes l'kah v'odam lochet l'chitza harishona ayadezeh motzi koach kol magorem l'edim sh'yavo v'yaniru es ha'galgal v'tnu es ha'galgal v'amshechas yitzir es ha'edim v'chein chozeh chalila nirem the kol ha'charisha v'azriya chashiva gira dilei u'maitov k'mo sh'kosnu v'yosef v'eish t'kol ha'emshech u'maitov. So the Rabbi Yosef, if I light put on a Shabbos candle on Friday, the reason why it's mutter because I did it on Friday. It's all attributable to my act on Friday. But if I put it on Shabbos, the entire fire for the next 5 hours, it's all considered my action. I put in the machine on Shabbos. And it starts. I don't know, a writing machine. I put in the machine. It starts writing. It writes for 3 hours. The last letter that's written 3 hours later, I'm chayav for those two atheists. Because it's all my action. That's very important to understand. Now, in Lamed Ches, though, thank you for Lamed Ches. Let's take a look at Lamed Ches base. Take a look over here. Lamed Ches base. Everyone see it? Lamed Ches base. Let's read it carefully. Nireh. Here's a serious problem. Watch this yourself. If you will take an off button and somehow stick it into a Shabbos clock, suggest the Chazon Ish, it's only midirabbanan. And this goes against what we said earlier. At the beginning of the year, we had suggested if you're rolling a barrel down the hill. So the barrel down the hill, even though I start over here, it takes 20 minutes to get down the hill, it's my action mamish. Isn't the Chazon Ish seem to be saying the other way around? Seems like this. If I attach a Shabbos clock to a light, and it goes on or off, etc., then I'm called Mekarev Hadavar Eitzel Ha'esh. What do you mean, Mekarev Hadavar Eitzel Ha'esh? According to the second Deya in Tosfos and Sanhedrin, as the Chazon Ish likes, you would in fact be Potter. What does that mean? I take somebody and I tie him up in this spot, and the fire, what's the great ball of fire? The sun. The sun is coming. Now it's midnight, but at noon, it's going to be 90 degrees, as they predicted today, and they were right. So he may die of sunstroke. So the call of the Chazon, according to the second Deya, it would be considered potentially to be a din derabbanan. Because again, Tosfos on that Baba Kamon and Vav Amidal, which is the first day in Sanhedrin, says no distinction between the Kavar of Ah Etzel Adavar or the Kavar of Adavar Etzel Ah. That's Tosfos Baba Kamon. But the last three lines in Tosfos Sanhedrin says no, it's not true. You're only chayav if you're mekarev or eish etel hadover. Not if you're mekarev hadover etel or eish. That's what the Chazon Ish means. Take a look after the bracket. Tahave kigoda b'klicheres chadoshim. Da adayin choser maisa shel hiluch hashon. What does that mean? If I put barrels around a fire, what's missing? The fire hasn't yet come to the barrels. So if I put something
in a Shabbos sock, which will ultimately turn it off, what am I doing? What I'm doing is I'm putting barrels in the way of the fire. The hand, the dial is the fire. It's going, 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 going. And I'm putting a barrel in the way of the fire. That's a tremendous chiddush of the Chazon Ish. A very, very, very big chiddush. A big chiddush. However, it's only true according to his opinion, which I believe is the correct opinion, the more correct opinion. According to Tosfos Baba Kama and Vav, it may not be. It may be an Easter, the Oraita. So again, although I hear what the Chazon Ish is saying, it's not obvious to me that's exactly the way we should describe this case of a Shabbos night. In any event, what would happen if you put it on earlier? What does that mean? I have a Shabbos clock going around, and I put the pin in, and the Shabbos clock is going to go on where otherwise it wouldn't have gone on. So before we said it's like pouring the barrel down the hill, which may still be true. That's how we saw in Rav Shechter Sefer, the Rav seems to have held, but the Chazon Ish may differ. He may consider that to be more comparable to the case of somebody who has something which is going, and he puts a barrel around it, because it's your Mekarev Hadavar Eitel or Eish. Chazon Ish seems to have understood that what? That the dial is going, 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 going. That's already, that system is already in place. And by putting a button, or whatever you want to call it, some tab, whatever you want to dial, something in, you put a peg that you put in there, and that's going to cause it to go on. He seems to be saying a chiddush that's considered the Mekarev Hadavar Eitel or Eish instead of the Eish Eitel Hadavar, and therefore maybe there might not be a Chiyuv the Oraisa. To me, it's a very big chiddush, because after all, the entire Shabbos sock is one unit, and the unit is going, and I'm putting something. You know, it's like, it's like, for argument's sake, there is just for example, the following case. It's a barrel which is rolling down the hill, slowly, very slowly. And the barrel is empty. And I, as the barrel is going near me, I take a hose full of water, and I go, psh, I fill the whole barrel with water, and I close it up, and then it goes down and puts out the fire. So I thought, that's exactly what the Shabbos hug is. The barrel is going, the dial is going, and then I am, in effect, putting a button there, you know, piggyback on that barrel, is going to go with the barrel down the hill, and then cause the fire to go out. That's how I viewed it. I'm not sure. In this kind of case, he says it's considered to be goda kelim chadoshim. I'm not quite clear whether that's a good comparison. I'm not exactly sure I'm correct in my understanding of Chazon Ish, but that's what he says over here in Siman Lamedches. Okay, on both sides. So these are questions. He didn't give all the answers. We raised a lot of questions. And as a result of that, it seems to me that a person before relying on any of these, before making any change with any Shabbos talk on Shabbos, or anything of this nature, with these Sabbath modes, so make any change whatsoever, ask a Shaila by a Rav. If the Rav you ask thinks that it's Mutter, then I think you have a right to rely upon him. Based on the, we have Shita Rashi may hold that way, in some cases maybe this Chazon Ish would be relevant, and if Shlomo Zalman is a little Mitzupik. But based upon what I heard from the Rav and from Rav Shechter Shlita, I would be more noted to be machmir in these kinds of shadows. Yes, sir.
So we're talking here about whether one can actually use the Shabbos mode to turn the oven on from the
to adjust the oven on Shabbos with the Shabbos mode, right?
To adjust it on Shabbos or on
the oven? Yontif.
But adjusting, I mean, you already have the oven on, and we're talking about raising and lowering the oven.
Right.
And that's
the way I'm thinking it should not be done. Yes, sir?
Fire when you press the button, or you're chayev when the action occurs?
Oh, that's a very good question. You are chayev when you press the button for the action which will occur. In other words, I take according to my understanding, I'm going to take a barrel and roll it down the hill, it's going to put out the fire, that I'm chayev mishum mechavim. What if somebody has rachmanas amay neshama? And at St. Nicholas Avenue, they grab the barrel and take it out of the way, so it never gets to put out the fire. So the Gemara's in Shabbos Avdalis. I put bread, a dough into the oven. And sometimes Rachmanis in my neshama and pulls the bread out of the oven before it bakes. He saved my neshama. But if no tzaddik is going to save my neshama, I will be chayav for my original action when the bread breaks. When the bread breaks. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
Everybody sure?
In terms of raising.
Okay, again, the problem is you're using circuitry of computers. That's where it's worse than in my house. I have an old-fashioned oven which has a plain old flame, and I want to raise the oven in order to cook on Yom Tov, so that's permissible, because as long as they're not molded age, you just magdalef age, it's permissible. My oven has no computer, and as a, but if you're going to do the same exact thing through a computer, you run afoul of the problem of the circuitry. So it's not so simple. You're just going to raise the oven to cook. Okay, they're both right. Thank you for listening. Thank you.